for invasion. This is Indie Invasion. The History of Skullport. I've taken it upon myself to put to parchment the known history of this loathsome den of villains. Denier aid me in my quest. When first I considered the nature of the task, I mistakenly lulled myself into believing that uncovering and transcribing the lore of Skullport would be a mundane task. How does one port differ greatly from another? It is with great humility that I admit I was gravely mistaken. The Port of Shadow is unlike any port above or below the surface of Toril. Not surprisingly, it is much like the underhalls that surround it. Difficult to quantify, enigmatic, dangerous, and yet alluring all at the same time. The whole attempt would have been fruitless had I not encountered Sangalore of the Secrets, a generous and fair-minded person whose knowledge of Skullport is only matched by his devotion to Ogma the Binder. Sangalore, if you are reading this, I thank you for the guidance and insight. May the Binder keep you safe. Alfraxis of Denier. Strangely, nearly anyone from the City of Splendors has heard rumors of an infamous port city, far beneath the earth, populated with strange beings and catering to the most despicable of trades, slavery. Some parents use the threat of being kidnapped and taken to Skullport to frighten children into behaving. But the truth is that most Waterdavians, although intrigued by the possibility of such a lawless place under their very feet, simply dismiss the rumors as tavern talk and little more. Of course, if you leave the vaulted towers and family villas of the castle ward, the reality of the Port of Shadows can be confirmed by making cautious inquiries in dock ward and sea ward dives. The history of Skullport is a long one, though it has not been known by that name until fairly recent times. It has been held, claimed or occupied over the years by Duergar, Drow, Dwarves, the Netherese, and crazed or villainous wizards. Here is a brief overview of the history of Skullport.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.